Our next public hearing is change of zone number 1844, Broadkill Development LLC, also known as West Ridge Shores.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 Agricultural Residential District to a GRRPC General Residential District Residential Plan Community for a certain parcel of land lying in being an Indian River 100 Sussex County containing 21.26 acres, more or less. The property is located on the southeast corner of Shady Lane and Banks Road. The 911 address is not available. The tax parcel number is 234, map 17, parcel 165. Staff would submit into the record as staff analysis, a site plan, comments from the Sussex Conservation District, DLDOT, the Denrec Division of Air Quality, Denrec Division of Watershed Quality. We did receive comments from the 911 Mapping and Addressing Department, received comments from the Office of Drinking Water, the Denrec Division of Fish and Wildlife, the Office of the State Farm Marshal, the Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, and we also received the comment, the plus response letter. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, before we go further, I'm going to recuse myself from this one.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks.
Mr. Chairman, just as a matter of housekeeping, the agenda says Broadkill Development. Everything else seems to say Boardwalk Development.
It is a typo on the agenda. It is Boardwalk Development LLC.
And it was advertised
LLC.
As Boardwalk and all that good stuff.
I believe most of the information that went out had Boardwalk. There might have been one or two items that said Broadkill, but it is Boardwalk Development.
Okay, noted. Thank you, Mr. Wheatley. He's mentally alert tonight. I'm liking this. Yeah. Who's here to represent the application? Mr. Christenberry.
Good evening. Ken Christenberry with Axiom Engineering here in Georgetown. With me is Joe Reed, the owner of Boardwalk Development LLC and the developer for this project. Janelle, my submittal did have a dated disc. Did you guys happen to notice that?
No.
When you
I did not.
I provide you with this. It's just a few exhibits from his book. I can tell you where to find it in the book. First thing you'll notice in the book is our table of contents, page 2 or 3, leads you right to the tabs in your book. You all have a hard copy of our submittal book. If you could start at tab KK, gives you an idea of, it's a 10-year-old aerial photograph, but the reason I'm showing it is the woods are a little thinner in the 2007 satellite image. So you can see the density of the surrounding residential properties. The one to the northwest of us is a small-sized lot subdivision. The one that's southeast is not a subdivision at all. Rather, it's a trailer park. There's a folder called West Ridge. So, area Boardwalk Development LLC proposes 54 single family dwellings on 21.32 acres, which nets a density of 2.54 dwelling units per acre on the east side of Banks Road. This is Banks Road here, 1 mile south of Delaware Route 24. So this is heading towards Long Neck on Banks Road. It is consistent with the character and trend of development in the area, and in particular its immediate neighbors. The property is surrounded as follows. To the north, Shady Lane, of a community with mixed mobile homes, modular homes, and stick-built homes, with a density of 2.67 dwelling units per acre. And again, ours is at 2.54. There are no sidewalks in Shady Lane. It's a rather old community. It's been there for quite some time. To the east, of course, is the water body Hopkins Prong, which is a direct connection to Rehoboth Bay. And then to the south is Dogwood Lane, which is a road within Shawn's Hideaway Trailer Park, which has a density of 9.32 dwelling units and or campers per acre. There's 142 mobile homes and 115 travel trailers on 27.59 acres. It's a mixture of gravel and dirt roads, and again, there's no sidewalks in the community. If you turn in your book, tab HH, that is a copy of the residential plan community sketch plan that was submitted with the application. West Ridge Shores will have 43% open space, including preservation of over 6.5 acres of existing forest. There will be installation of sidewalks on both sides of the street. There will be protection of the forested wetlands. There are large wooded buffers along the property lines with adjacent communities. If we turn, it's still within tab HH, but on the back of that sheet, you see this copy of the site plan. To the north, our forest buffers at Banks Road are a minimum of 68 feet wide. And then it actually widens out a bit as we get further back into the project. Because the first part of the project, we have a landscape boulevard centered, and that puts the rear of the lots a little bit closer. But from 68 to 78 feet. And then here on the waterfront, we do have the 20-foot forest buffer that's required for any major subdivision. That has been maintained. And then on the south edge, the open space is 50 feet on this lot that's in the cul-de-sac. The rest of them are 100 foot deep, and these, the wooded buffer is 90 feet deep. I think you all would agree that that's a significant improvement to the character of development in the area and should certainly have a positive impact on quality of life and property values in the immediate area. The project will be served by an expansion of the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District and Tidewater Utilities Company. It is fully compliant with the County Ordinance 999C, and that is detailed in tab UU, which I would recommend you not turn to because it's rather lengthy and you can read that. I'm not going to bore you with the details of that, but if you would like to see the particulars or if you have any questions about the particulars, I'd be happy to address them. And also the county's environmentally sensitive developing district overlay ordinance. This book does include all the elements of the ESDOZ requirement. It's because this project, even though we're asking for an RPC, it is in the ESDOZ area, and it does have more than 50 units. So all the data that's required is included. One thing I forgot to mention about the site plan, if you turn to the next page of the site plan, the waterfront is actually going to be an open space area with access by the entire community with a community pier, some kayak racks, a gazebo, and some picnic tables. Just to give an area on the water for anyone who lives within this community and not just limit it to the 6 waterfront lots that are there. If you would turn to tab EE, this is a copy of plat book 2, page 88. This was platted quite some time ago. I believe the properties to our north actually represent the development of this plat as it occurred. I think the plat was recorded in the 1950s. I'm not sure when they first created, opened the recorder of deeds office, but this is actually a plat of record that applies to this property. The next page of your book. You
finally, something that was done before we were born, Mr. Wheatley.
It was indeed, just slightly, but it was.
There you go. The other side of tab EE is the deed, and I put a red box around the actual list of lots that are included in the purchase of this property. So these are subdivided, recorded lots, and quite frankly, they're rather ugly. So we believe that the change in the project from what's recorded to what we are proposing represents a significant improvement and would be a benefit to the neighboring properties. So the subject property presently consists of 66 unimproved lots, and the present application has 52. Change of zone 1844 represents a change of zone to GR General Residential with a residential plan community overlay for 21.32 acres. Exhibit FF is the current survey and deed of the property. Exhibit GG is the zoning application, and the sketch plan is Exhibit HH that I've already referred you to. On May 27th, 2017, the project was the subject of a PLUS application. Project is located in level 3 in the state strategies area, which is an area that is expecting growth. And that plus map is shown as Exhibit II. And Axiom submitted written responses to the plus comments on June 29th, 2017. And that's Exhibit JJ, if you would care to read through. Again, it's rather lengthy, so I'm not going to read that into the record. The balance of the book includes exhibits that are of public record, similar to the 2007 aerial photograph. We also have more current photographs. However, it is much more difficult to see the neighboring properties because the tree cover during the 2015 or 2017 aerial photograph was much thicker. Land use data from the state of Delaware, state LIDAR topography, aerial photos, and a flood insurance rate map are all included, and they are exhibits KK, LL, MMN, and OO, and PP. Hopkin Prong is a federally regulated floodplain, which is located entirely in lands that are to be owned by the project HOA. If you look on page C2 of the site plan in tab HH, you can see where the extents of the regulated floodplain are. And flood zone AE is regulated, and the flood line falls right here within the open space. Flood zone X is not a regulated floodplain at all. Based on the soil survey of Sussex County, Delaware, downloaded from the Natural Resource Conservation Service, which is Exhibit QQ, the project site contains several soil types, but all are associated with hydrologic group soil A, which are well-drained soils, well-suited for development and for infiltration practices, which the Conservation District does prefer. The boundaries of the soil mapping units have been overlaid on the project site in Exhibit RR. Last, I'd like to read into the record the response to the ESDOZ requirements that are in your code for a subdivision of this nature in an environmentally sensitive developing overlay district. Did I get that right? Mm-hmm. Overlays. Stormwater. Stormwater management, it will include an extended detention wet pond to be equipped with an aeration fountain for both aesthetic and environmental enhancement. The final site plan approval shall be subject to the Sussex Conservation District for final review and approval. Water supply, a memo was submitted to the planning office from Tidewater Utilities indicating that they're ready and willing to serve the project with central water and fire protection water. Wastewater treatment, the Sussex County Engineering Department and the Exhibit SS has indicated that their construction of central sewer of this property will be operational 2 years from now in 2020. For traffic, a service level evaluation request was submitted with Delaware Department of Transportation on April 4th, 2017. DLDOT responded that a traffic impact study would not be required for this project, and that's an Exhibit TT in your book. Endangered species, the applicant is not aware of any endangered species or habitat on the property. Plus comments did not indicate the presence of any endangered species on the property, and that's an Exhibit JJ. Exhibit XX has our wetlands scientist's letter to determine the exact extent of developable land. Environmental Resources, Inc. was contracted to delineate the extent of federal and state wetlands or waters of the U.S. The limits of jurisdictional waters of the U.S. have been shown on Site Plan Exhibit CZ3, which is the last page here. And those areas are not included in any individually owned lots. They're all included within land to be retained by the HOA. Agriculture and forest. The site plan proposes the retention of 6.66 acres of existing wooded areas. Number 8, the site contains no groundwater recharge areas or wellhead protection areas. Number 9, infrastructure. Roads, stormwater management, and open space for this proposed project shall be maintained by a homeowners association in perpetuity. Utilities are to be maintained by the entities that owns the respective utility. Number 10, the site includes several amenities. The project's internal streets include sidewalks that tie to the project's waterfront open space community area. The community will include a dock, kayak racks, park benches, and a gazebo. In summary, the subject parcel is well suited to the proposed development. Central water and sewer are available to the property by 2020, which means planning and engineering for those facilities could start now. Utilizing Sussex Conservation District best management practices for stormwater management and avoiding impacts to wetlands, the development of this parcel can proceed in an environmentally sensitive manner. Project has been designed in accordance with Chapter 99 of Sussex County Code regarding subdivision, Exhibit UU, and the proposed construction is compatible with surrounding land uses, Exhibit VV. Draft covenants and restrictions have been provided to ensure the ongoing needs of the residents are addressed. Those are Exhibit WW. And proposed findings of fact and conditions of approval have been provided for the county's consideration for the zoning request in Exhibit XX. Mr. Reed, would you like to share a few words about this application? You should probably just identify yourself for the record. And the two of us are available for any questions you may have.
Good evening. Joseph Reed, Lewis, Delaware, the developer. And, I think Ken pretty much covered everything that I was saying. It's the way I see it. I think it's presently approved. Was it 66 or 69 lots? I mean, it was what was recorded. We're proposing 54. Actually what I have in mind there. I have some reservations. Okay. Some reservations about the neighboring properties, and what I plan to do is significantly. I would say an improvement over the neighboring communities, and I do have some concerns about the marketability of that, but I've done a number of projects in the area and on the other side of Herring Creek, and what I'm proposing to do here is comparable to those with nice custom-built homes, so certainly will be compatible or an improvement to the neighboring communities.
Okay. Is that it, Ken?
You have any questions?
We'll see.
More than happy to help in the news.
Hang right there, Mr. Hudson.
I'm good, thanks.
Mr. Wheatley.
I understand the application.
Mrs. Hoey Stevenson.
Just tell me again, what tab was it? I was, when I was reading through this, I might have skimmed a few. Where was it that it said that I saw a letter from Artesian that said they would give you water and.
The letter from Tidewater did come after we got the books prepared.
Okay.
And they sent it directly to Janelle. So she does have it in her file, but it's not in the book.
But you said there's a letter in here
from Tidewater Utilities.
I meant to say Tidewater.
The county engineering is in the TAC comments. That would be Exhibit SS. So if you go to tab SS,
okay,
and I did highlight what I think is the pertinent language. So go to SS.
That's what I was throwing at, because my book's upside down. So I got parts. So, yeah, that's okay.
That's the information.
Thank you. Okay. That's fine. It's fine. No, it's fine. You keep it. I just wanted to make sure I missed the actual where it said as early as 2020. Got it. Thank you. Keep it. We're good. Yeah. Turn the book around. I just got confused when I was doing it. That's all I had.
Mr. Reed just reminded me that there is actually the county bringing sewer to this property is an attempt to bring sewer to the properties on either side of us, and they've actually worked with us. We had to stake out the location of where our road was going to go so they could investigate it. There was some concern being near the water for archaeological finds, was there any kind of Indian burial ground or anything like that. So the county engineering department undertook that study, and they're actually finalizing that sewer location, and it's not just going to serve this individual property, but sewer is going to become available to all the properties in this area, which I think would certainly, we commend the county for thinking ahead about infrastructure.
It's in the new sewer district that's going to serve Pinewater Farms, and then this side of, I think, may mainly want to, I'm sure, pick up Sean's Hideaway, where you've got those 200 units next door. But
yeah. I think that's where the pump station is.
We've worked with them as far as coming through, which was surprising to me, but they're running the sewer line much closer to the water than out by Banks Road, so we...
Well, that doesn't surprise your engineer.
No, but can work with them, and we're...
Gravity, it all wants to go.
Kind of adjusted the community so that they can bring the sewer line through the property.
This is the location they've investigated, and so it would flow from the property to our north through our project's cul-de-sac and then straight to the south and onto a pump station that the county would have to get it to their treatment facility.
County's been doing a lot of remediation in that whole vicinity for years, so continuing.
I think getting those sites off septic is probably going to be
county's involvement. Mr. Hoffman, do you have any questions?
No questions.
And I don't have any questions either. A few gentlemen take a seat nearby.
Thank you.
Does anyone here have any interest in change in zone 1844 Boardwalk Development LLC? Anyone in favor? Anyone in opposition to change in zone 1844? In opposition? Staff have any questions, Mr. Whitehouse?
Nope. No, thank you.
Okay, we're going to close the public hearing. You're welcome to stay with us this evening to see if we make a decision, or you may call the office in the morning. Our next application is conditional use number 2.